What about bookings looking ahead for Walk Silly? How's that going now as we get nearer to the autumn edition?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, we've got the phones are ringing here pretty much daily now, sort of taking bookings. So dropping bookings in on each of the walks. So we've actually just then waved off the program off the print this week. So that'll be back next week. So you'll start to see both on the mainland, but also around the islands, a really nice looking program this year. Again, thanks to CCF funding, we've got a little bit more cash to throw into it, and we've got a little bit more sponsorship this year, which is great as well. So really lovely looking program, and yeah, really enthused about bringing enough people over to really kind of boost the coffers. So looking good so far.
Excellent. Now, some important news. Unfortunately, it seems that I'm not going to need a bigger boat.
No, I know. I mean, this is breaking news this morning, really, but we're just putting out a statement about it. But through sort of technical reasons beyond our control, without going into the huge amount of detail, there's a quite a laborious process to go through with not quite Steven Spielberg himself, but certainly his production company, Amblin Entertainment, who are based over in Los Angeles, have to authorize the screening of any of Spielberg's films. And whilst we were given guarantees a few weeks ago that we would have the relevant paperwork and the relevant licenses through, given the unprecedented demand this year with outdoor cinema, and particularly those wanting to show Spielberg films, but in particular Jaws because of the 40th anniversary this year, they're slightly creaking under the seams, and they can't guarantee the turnaround of the license in time for our Monday screening, which leaves us no option really, because obviously we'll be faced with a fairly hefty fine if we go ahead without it. So unfortunately, as disappointing as that is, because we've had a huge amount of work and people behind the scenes and everybody pulling the stops out to make this happen, we are going to have to postpone. So it's a really disappointing thing to say. And clearly, for all those that have bought tickets already down at the TIC, there'll be a full refund, and we're really hopeful to be able to bring it back to the islands before the summer's out. But we are slightly in the hands of the licensing authorities, and then also, all the relevant consents again have to be restarted at this end. But please do sort of look out for further announcements. But yeah, I'm really sorry for all those that were looking forward to the event, because it would have been a really special night.
You can't find something else to show on the screen. I guess you've got the screen over already, have you?
No, well, the screen was coming over on Monday itself, so it's a sort of fairly quick process to put up. We can actually, in theory, sort of screen something else, because it is normally films, whether it's Mamma Mia or Dirty Dancing or whatever the other sort of crowd pleasers might be, you would be able to get an application and a license turned around in about 24, 48 hours. So in theory, there is still the option of doing that. But I just think because of the confusion and the issues that might cause in terms of people just being disappointed and feeling perhaps a little bit misled that they were sort of coming to see Jaws and then it's not, we've chosen to sort of postpone for now in the hope that we can then bring the screen back over before too long. And then it may well be that we do choose to do something different because of the challenges with the licensing from that particular body. But maybe answers on a postcard, or sort of, let us know what you'd like to see. But it was a shame, because clearly, the connections with Jaws and Silly and Amity and Silly and all the rest of it, it's quite sort of poetic, really. But and with the 40th anniversary this year, it would have been lovely to have brought it over. I'm not saying we're not going to, but we're still hopeful we still can. But if we can't show Jaws, then we're still hopeful of doing something else.
So it's a weird specific thing related to that film rather than anything else, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, just to say, because it's so, having a bit of fun with it. And I mean, I know lots of other sort of seaside locations. I think Bournemouth, for example, are showing it next week on a seafront sort of screening. So, lots of people have gone crazy, I think, this year, because it sort of is so opportune with the 40th anniversary. And, these outdoor cinemas are all the rage now, and, they're popping up all over the place and incredibly popular. So I think, and it's not just obviously this country, worldwide, because of the 40th anniversary, they're showing it in America, in, all over the world, they're showing this film. And I think they've just been caught a little bit with the number of applications they're having to process. And I can assure you, poor old Zoe's been on the phone to Los Angeles pretty much every day over the last week, begging and pleading and sort of, you know, using whatever bargaining tools we can. And, you know, little old Silly over here, sort of comparisons with Amity itself and where jaws were set. But unfortunately, it's not worked, and we've got to accept that we'll have to postpone, I'm afraid.
All right, David. Well, thanks for that. Actually, the weather doesn't look so good for Monday anyway. Some consolation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at least we can try and get a better date for it. But we'll keep you posted.
Thank you. David Jackson at the Islands Partnership.